just after 4 p.m. and this is the public hearing of the Duchesne County Commission. Today is December 8th, 2025. We have a full commission here, Commissioners Kelly and Chug and Miles, joined by Clerk Augur Curtis, our Executive Commission Assistant Melissa Hughes, as well as Director from the landfill and library. And Ms. Brenna, Recorder Brenna, welcome.
He's recording.
We will first start.
I'm not recording it.
We'll first start with our public hearing for the general fund. And I'll turn the time over to the auditor.
Thank you. So, per statute, we have to open the budget if we need to add money into our expenditure account for 2025. I am pleased to announce that the revenue exceeded what we projected. Currently, we've received $5,512,500 over what we budgeted for the revenue. With a note that that does include, we are projecting the taxes to be received. Those have not been received fully for 2025. So once we received the portion of the taxes for property tax, then that's what we're projected to bring in at the end of the year. I'm sure, I don't know, I might let the commissioners comment on the judgment that we were ordered to pay this year. So that did put us over our expenditure account in Fund 10. If we take the revenue that we received minus the overage, we do need to open the budget to add $4,692,255 for Fund 10. So,
$4,692,255.
Thank you. You're welcome. So otherwise, we would not have had to have opened the budget to put money into our expenditure account, but because of the judgment, then we do have to do that. So all other budgets for 2025 are accurate and current, so we do not need to open those up to put more money into any of those, which that is a very good thing. So that's pretty much the discussion that I have for the 2025 budget. Any questions?
I've read through it all. Looks good to me.
Okay. So we will move on to our 2026 budget. So the total amount for what we need for expenditures for the county in Fund 10 is a total of $35,368,159. And that obviously is offset by the projected revenue that we have for taxes, license and permits, and oil royalties and other items that the county receives for revenue. And then for Fund 11, the expenditure amount needed is, which if you can, the Fund 11 are dedicated money, correct, that we receive from the state. So that amount is $4,150,351. I'm going to skip over the landfill because they have their own budget hearing. And the library, correct, thank you. Fund 23 is a dedicated funds that which we use for intergovernment revenue, and then we use for our fair junior livestock money. That's where that money goes. So we are projected for the expenditures is $640,000. Fund 24 is solid waste, which is the administrative part of the landfill, and that is $955,000. Fund 25 is a pass-through that we use for the villa, and that's $7,200,000. Fund 26 is dedicated funds for the sheriff's office, and that is $60,500. Fund 27 is economic development. We have $443,815. Fund 31 is our county fair fund. We have $408,650. Fund 34 is our municipal building authority, which is where we pay most of our loans out of, is $674,669. Fund 41 is our capital project fund, and we are we're calculating $12,500 next year. $12,500,000. Fund 72 is our CJC, Children's Justice Center grant fund, and that's $300,000. And Fund 74 is our grants, and that is $5,816,225. Any questions?
No, I think it's plain to see when you look at the royalties and leases, how the county stays afloat. And so we hope that the royalties will remain the same for 2026 calendar year. Without that money, we would definitely have to tighten our belt and probably look to a tax increase. So.
So do we need a motion on the Justin 25 thing?
No. Not in this meeting. This is just for the general public to make public comment. So I'll call for anyone who would like to make public comment at this time. Seeing no one jumping up and down, we will move. I guess I'll check with anybody else. Does anybody else have any questions or comments?
Don't.
Maybe just for the record, Clerk Auditor talked about the judgment. The county was handed a judgment on a case. That there was a $14 million judgment we had to pay, and that has been satisfied. It's unfortunate what happened, but we definitely feel like the county was mistreated in the judgment. It was a very obscene judgment. When you look at the alternative, there were not good options for the county. So the county opted to pay the judgment. And thank goodness we brought in the royalties that we did.
Yes.
I realize it would have been a lot bigger hit. Okay, well, hearing no other comments, we move on. We'll have our public hearing for the library.
Any motion? Any motion for that? Or would you still stay in all one session?
Yeah, it's all one.
All session.
Do you want me to do that?
Sure. Ben, we'll clarify anything.
Yes, Daniel, please clarify. So the projected amount for the library, which is Fund 22, the estimated expenditure is $1,135,574.
That jive with what you believe?
Yeah. Seems right.
No comment?
You can answer questions if you have questions.
I think we answered all the ones I have during your presentation. So.
Okay, we'll open it up. Any questions on the library budget? We'll open it up to anyone that would like to make a public comment at this time. Okay, hearing none.
Get us back into Wasatch County.
There's a little different figure here on this than I have on the sheet that we've sent to everybody.
Okay. What have you got?
I got 2,530,100 is the sheet.
Can you say that amount again?
2,530,100.
We find the start.
That's a sheet to accept at Wasatch County.
Okay. I will do the adjustments then. Nope, Amanda, you're up here.
It's the same as last year.
Let me stay here.
Oh, there we go. I'm there officially every day.
Wow.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Okay, this is a public hearing for Duchesne Wasatch 2-inch landfill. We have a quorum here. The Wasatch board members, did you receive the information on the budget?
I forgot I changed the 2006.
Yes.
Can you hear us okay? I should have asked that first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, perfect. Want to walk us through any changes? How?
Yes, I actually lowered one line item, not one line item. The budget will stay the same as it was last year, dollar amount wise.
So equipment lease goes down $50,000?
Yes, we have no more leases. We own everything other than one piece of equipment. It's on payments.
Okay.
That's good.
I actually raised the admin fee to Fund 24, which is part of the percentage of our income goes to Duchesne County for the admin, all the admin work, the insurance, cover stuff like that.
Insurance?
Yes.
Anytime we need a legal?
Yeah. Some of it, yes, our legal and audits.
Some of it, yeah.
Some of it.
I can add a little bit. The wage does not match what we have projected for the raises that we're. So we have a higher wage to be paid out than what is on the budget sheet that I just received. So.
What's the difference?
$40,000, a little under $40,000.
Okay.
So it should be 2, 5, you say
40,000? Let me.
2, 5, 7.
41,219.
Which line item is it? 110?
Yeah, the very top, the wage.
First line item. 10. What was that initially?
$41,219. So the total for wages should be $521,219.
One more time, 5.
21,219.
So on salaries and wages, in case you all didn't hear that, it's $521,219. And it shows on the sheet $480,000. So. Okay. Are there any other questions for Al or Amanda?
I don't have any.
Okay, we will open it up to public comment at this time. If there are any in the room who would like to make public comment, please raise your hand. Are there any on Zoom? Okay, hearing none. I guess we do need to accept the budget.
I'd show that increase is at least compared to $2,571,319 as the total then.
$2,571,319? Correct.
Okay. Is that the numbers you folks got?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
But do you need a second on that motion? Did you make a motion?
I don't think anyone's made a motion yet.
Oh, okay, I thought you did.
We do. We approved the resolution next.
Yeah, just acknowledgement of receipt of the appointment. Is there a motion to set the tentative budget?
Make a motion to accept the tentative budget.
I'll second.
Motion by Councilman Park, second by Commissioner Chug. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That was unanimous. No matter how we do the same thing. Okay, I think, are there any other comments? Okay, well, thank you. What's the date for our resolution?
We don't have one yet.
We need to set that there. Okay. What day works? Al, do you have a date line?
No. Whatever works for you guys. We need to get you guys together.
I'm pretty wide.
Did they hear what you said? Setting the date for the resolution?
Yeah, we need to set the date for our resolution, to pass a resolution.
Do we want to do that on Zoom as well?
Yeah, if that's convenient for you all, we can do that again.
I'm okay with that. What about you guys?
Yeah, works better for me. Well, I was wanting to stay dinner from work.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that too. You all have your council meetings on Wednesday, correct?
Correct.
What if we did it on the 30th? That work? The
30th?
December 30th, would that work?
We do it before. Don't you want to get it done before Christmas?
Before.
Yeah. We just need to have it done before the first of the year. But if we want to do it before Christmas, that's fine too.
Could be the 23rd.
23rd?
Sure. Thank you, don't want to work between Christmas and New Year's. I can already
no.
see it. We have internet at Highland Park.
Do we want to do it early, or do we have to do it later in the day?
No, we can do it anytime. They changed the state law, so we don't have to wait until the afternoon. So.
Let's do it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
On the 23rd.
Sure.
8:30 on the 23rd.
8 or 8:30, I don't care.
Okay. Amanda, will you send out an invite to us?
Yes.
And we'll have Amanda prepare the resolution and send to you all, or to us, and we'll plan on the 23rd.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay. Is there a motion to set the head of the budget?
For both general.
For both.
Yeah, maybe we'll put it in one at a time.
I'll make a motion that we set the general fund one for 35,368,159.
Motion by Commissioner Killian.
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Chuck to accept the tentative budget.
You need the
as presented.
Fund 11 one.
Yeah, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Find a number there. I'll make a motion that we approve the preliminary budget for the library out of Fund 22 for $1,135,574.
Motion by Commissioner Chuck.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Commissioner King. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, James. Okay. Anything else?
I didn't even want to put that on here. You have to do a resolution for that.
I think we're going to do the 23rd. No, sorry, 22nd.
Monday.
Yes, Monday the 22nd. 23rd is a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes. So that way, if we need to make adjustments or anything, we have one more week of commission meeting before the end of the year.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion's not contestable, adjourn.